President Omar al-Bashir has been ousted by the military after months of demonstrations against his autocratic 30-year rule. Sudan's defense minister says al-Bashir has been arrested and is in a safe place. Naba Mohideen has more on the public's response in Khartoum.
Thousands of protesters flooded the streets of Khartoum in celebration, chanting slogans saying the army was with them. Protester Fatima sat with her kids on a main street as cars honked their horns to mark the occasion. She says that they are not rats, as the government previously described the protesters. They are lions. They will not leave the streets until they hear the military's official announcement, says Fatima. Naba Mohideen for VOA News, Khartoum.
Al-Bashir is wanted by the International Criminal Court on charges of war crimes and more. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was taken into custody Thursday after Ecuador ended his extended asylum at the country's embassy in London. He's accused of taking part in a computer hacking conspiracy against the U.S. UK Foreign Office Minister Alan Duncan says the arrest was in Assange's best interests as well.
Anyone who's been holed up in a room for nearly 7 years is really going to suffer, I think, mentally and physically. So just on a human level, it was important that this is brought to an end.
Assange's lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, says the extradition request is a bad sign for journalism.
This precedent means that any journalist can be extradited for prosecution in the United States for having published truthful information about the United States.
We have more on voanews.com. This is VOA News. European Union leaders departed from a summit early Thursday morning after agreeing to an extension.